This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Diana writes, does Donald Trump suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder? Maybe he's not a narcissist, but could he possibly have obsessive compulsive disorder? Now, I'm wondering if where she gets this from is there's been a lot of discussion of his tweets and consistently going on Twitter where he, quote, unquote, can't help himself. I don't know. I don't know if it's his own tweets or if his, you know, if this is the, you know, his, I know it's supposed to be the real Donald Trump, but you know, if it's his representative tweeting for him, I don't know. I don't know if I would diagnose him with obsessive compulsive with that. There's been some videos circulating, of where he always likes to straighten things around him, play. I look at it more as playing with things. If you guys look at the videos, apparently when he sits down to meet with other individuals, you know, when he's sitting there at a press conference, or not even a press conference, but you know, at a round table, right? He'll sit there and touch the coaster. He'll play with his paper. He'll move a pen. You see, to me, that looks like he's playing. It's not necessarily he's obsessive compulsive or he's, you know, trying to organize. I would be concerned of obsessive compulsive if he was cleaning everybody else's, or if he was making sure everything was completely, I guess, in order. But, you know, if you take a look at the tables he's sitting at, it seems pretty, a pretty relaxed setup. I do it a lot where when I'm on air, I like to play around with, either a poker chip, or like right now I'm holding a piece of grout. I don't know, my studio has, for some reason, it's a really, really pretty, something we must have gotten from Home Depot. It looks like these are like little pieces of tiling grouts. And so I play with that. It's just, I like to play. And if I'm speaking, I will, you know, put my papers together, or I'll move a coaster. And that doesn't mean I'm obsessive. Trust me. But what is obsessive compulsive disorder, right? It's basically where you have these uncontrollable, either recurring thoughts, which is where you're obsessed about something, or you have these behaviors or compulsions where you feel the urge to need to repeat over and over. So obsessive compulsive disorder accompanies both of this. So an obsession could be fear of germs or contamination. Now, with the superbugs, you know, and the, you know, these super gonorrheas and MRSA, MRSA, for those of you that don't really want to touch another human being for fear of getting germs or getting MRSA, I wouldn't call that obsessive. The media has scared the hell out of you all with getting those types of bugs. So wanting to use Purell or a hand sanitizer, you know, after you touch somebody, that's, you know, that I wouldn't call that as obsessive. However, if you are afraid to, you know, sit down in a chair, you're afraid to go out, go to work, you can't even allow your child to sit on a seat, and you become comfortable and you start to get very, very concerned, and it's interfering with your home or work health, yes, that could turn into an obsession. If you have aggressive thoughts towards others, if, you know, things always have to be symmetrical or in perfect order, one of my obsessive compulsive patients says, look, when I go to a store, I cannot stand the potato chip aisle, but I love the makeup aisle. All right. Now, this is before I knew she was obsessive compulsive. And I go, oh, it's because you love makeups and, you know, with chips, you know, they're carbs. She goes, no, no. I'm just saying, when I walk down a makeup aisle, I feel good. I feel like everything's in its place, except I can't stand it when at Walmart it's like all messy. Sometimes at Walmart everything's all over the place, but for the most part, because I buy all my makeup at Walmart. But, you know, for the most part, it is. It's really nice. You know, seeing the Maybelline section, seeing the L'Oreal section, whereas the chips and everything, it's very interesting. And so somebody with obsessive compulsive may find that, or with having obsessions. Compulsions is where you do repetitive behavior, excessive cleaning or hand washing. You will wash your hands thinking you touched a germ to the point where you're bleeding. That's a problem when it starts to inflict harm. If you're always ordering and arranging things in a particular way, the towels have to be lined up, you know, that kind of thing. If you're repeatedly checking on things, if I drive home 5-6 times to make sure that I shut the oven off, that's an issue. Okay? That's a, you know, because I shut it off once. Now I'm not going to make it to work. Now, do a lot of us have rituals or compulsions? Absolutely. You know, when, you know, those of us are getting ready for a football game, all right, there are some things that we're going to do and we will do. I live in Las Vegas. I see people play craps. What they do before they roll the dice, I mean, they have certain little habits or rituals. That's okay. But if you spend more than an hour a day on these thoughts, according to NIMH, National Institute of Mental Health, if you don't get pleasure, you know, while you're doing these rituals going, I hate that I have to do it. It's just, I can't. I hate that I have to do it. That's a problem. If it messes up with your daily life, that's an issue. Well, now, I know this is kind of brief, but, you know, going back to Donald Trump, when it comes to his tweets, look, we have a very unconventional president now. And what he wants to do is when he makes a statement, he doesn't want the media to skew it. And the only way, and I've noticed this too, if I ever want to get the word out, if I ever want to say what I want to say, my doing it on Twitter allows it to be unadulterated. Nobody can go back and edit what I wrote. Yeah, technically maybe somebody can hack, etc. So if he doesn't want to have to call a press conference and tell a news outlet who could possibly put it in a different context or surround it with President Trump as being narcissist, he said, blah, 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 he's going to use Twitter. And so, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just his thing, I don't know, but I wouldn't say he has a psychiatric diagnosis based on that. Same thing with him wanting to organize and play things. Because as you can see, I'm playing with my little pieces of grout. I like it. Yeah, we all have our little thing. You know what I like to do? After I eat a piece of chocolate, I like to play with the wrapper. I don't know why, I just like to play with chocolate wrappers. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie and Manny who are working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Fong from Houston writes, tell me, Doc, if to become a surgeon or specialist, it's so competitive that you need the highest grades. Does that mean those who are in primary care were at the bottom of their class? Now, before he goes on asking about, you know, primary care doctors, etc., can I just say, oh, hell to the no, okay? Oh, hell no. No. Those that go into primary care are not at the bottom of the class, but I understand what he's asking. So let's start to break this down. All right. Now, I received this email last week, and so I wrote an article on it, and it's on my website or it's on Twitter or Facebook if you check it out. Who has higher grades in school, future surgeons or primary care? So I thank you, Fong, for, encouraging me to write something on this. And so let me kind of break this all down for you guys because, it's a valid question. All right. It is a valid question. If it is so hard to get into surgery and, plastic surgery and a lot of these specialties that only the best of the best can get there, then that means those who had poor grades most likely would fall into a primary care specialty then, rather than a cardiology or gastroenterology. So I see where that logic may dictate. But those of us who had top grades and who did very, very well in medical school, and I got to get my transcript. I got to call the medical school and see if they still have it. I know what are those called when they're on the wall? Yeah, that's probably it. But let me see if I could somehow get my grades so we could go through this. But it's a valid question, all right? But those of us that had great grades still chose primary care. So, mind you, to be a doctor, there's a whole variety of specialties you could decide to go into. You could go into OB-GYN, you could, deliver babies. You could go into pathology, you could go into pulmonology, you could go into nephrology. So, pathology, for example, that's whenever we do a biopsy on you, or we do a pap smear, and we want to look at the slides, then, and determine if you have cancer and figure out what's going on, we need pathologists for that, who know the pathology of things, that can look into the, look underneath what we see microscopically. There's like dermatopathologists, there's different pathology, subspecialties. But, it's very, very exciting. They get paid very well. Alright, but, those are for specialties that, a lot of people, may fight for. Pulmonary of the lungs, nephrology for the kidneys, critical care, emergency medicine, ophthalmology. Critical care may deal with ICUs, those in critical states, ventilator settings, ophthalmology eyes, oncology, for cancer, general surgery. Now, if you look at how people get paid, back in 2002, there was a physician compensation report. Orthopedic doctors back in 2012 were making on average $400,000 a year. So orthopedics were making some of the best money. Cardiologists came $357,000. Radiologists, $349,000. Gastroenterology, $342,000. Urology came next. Anesthesiology, plastic surgery, dermatology rounded up the above the $300,000 a year. Dermatology is great. If you really like to work with your hands and you like to do surgery and you like to cut and you like to treat and you like to see the fruits of your effort, dermatology is pretty exciting. Then came the general surgeon, oncology, ophthalmologist, etc. So rounding out the $200,000 salaries were the neurologists and the obstetricians. Then under $200,000 was your rheumatologist, who deals with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, gout, etc. You had psychiatry. Then you had internal medicine. Then you had diabetes endocrinology. Then you had family medicine, averaging at about $175,000 a year. Then pediatrics, our kids. The doctors that take care of our babies make the least, $173,000. And then those in infectious disease and HIV, who you would think, those who are dealing with the malaria, dealing with the Ebola, with Zika, etc., those doctors making the least amount of money at $170,000 a year. So when a student looks at that chart and says, well, then I want orthopedics, I mean, you bet your butt it's going to be competitive. See, what makes these jobs competitive is how many people want them. So the more somebody wants them, the better you have to be. Just like I would love to be in a movie opposite of Michael Fassbender in an amazing love scene, right? But I have to be a better actress than anybody else that gets to be in the movies with him. So I'll probably end up going, maybe I'll just try for a movie with Jack Black. And I could probably get in there. So you see the difference. And I like Jack Black. I think he's great, but he does not look like Michael Fassbender. So what really stinks about that chart is the double whammy is not only are pediatricians and family medicines and internists and endocrinologists, paid less than everybody else, there's rumors going around that, you know, we wouldn't be there if we had what it took with our board scores and our lower grades, and that's a bunch of bullcrap. So obviously, according to University of Michigan Medical School, the most competitive programs are cardio and thoracic surgery, your dermatology, your general surgery, neurosurgery, orthopedic surgeries. Your surgeries are the big ones, ophthalmology, etc. Then medium, moderately competitive programs will be your ER, your OB-GYN, your anesthesiology. And then, as we talked about, the less competitive, family medicine, internal, even pathology, not as competitive. You have a lot of people that, you know, don't want to, you know, be in a lab. They want to be more outside dealing with people and interacting, you know, but then you have a lot of people that don't want to deal with other people. So to get into a competitive residency program, you basically, as one medical student, have to compete with thousands for the 3 to 10 positions that the program may offer. Some of these programs only have a couple spots. Some of that, you know, the residency I competed for only had 4 spots. 4. So I had to compete with thousands for those 4 spots. So resident programs look at board scores, they look at class rank, they look at faculty recommendations and interviews. If they love you, they think you are awesome, and you have lower scores than somebody else, they'll probably take you. Now, primary care is a lot easier to get into. There are more positions. All right? So there are many more internal medicine positions. According to MedFools, trademarked, very cute graphic they have, they said for internal medicine, there were close to 5,000 positions available. Family practice had close to 2,500 positions. Yet pathology, anesthesiology, less than 1,000. So the more positions there are, if you don't make it, right, because there were only 4 spots where you wanted to go, then if you, like, for example, if I really wanted to go to Seattle, I wanted to go to, Washington State, right, and it was more important for me going where that location was rather than what I wanted to do in life. If they didn't have an opening in, let's say, an orthopedic surgery residency, I might choose anesthesiology. You know, it's interesting. You never know what draws a person to choose. I would have loved to be a surgeon. I wanted to be cardiovascular surgeon, but I didn't even try because my husband wanted to have kids. I wanted to do a little of everything. I wanted a shorter residency, and I had great grades. You know, yes, I probably could have made a surgical residency with the grades and with my interview skills and my board scores, but I chose not to. I wanted to be in California with my husband. I wanted to start a family. And, yeah, I wanted to be a doctor. And I figured, you know what? I'll do surgery in the office. And so our minds change. But it has nothing to do with us not having good grades. And mind you, if you're going to be a primary care doctor, as you guys know, you have to know everything. I got to understand every single body system. It's not this jack of all trades, master of none. I have to master all those body systems. I have to know if you're having a heart attack, if you're having a pulmonary embolism, if you're on the verge of getting lung cancer, if you're going through a Steven Johnson syndrome or a toxic shock, or if you're getting ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. We are not jack of all trades, masters of none. We are masters of all trades. We're just not specialists in these trades. And so, you know, there's a lot of people. One of the reasons why maybe orthopedics and surgery is so popular isn't so much the money. But maybe there's some doctors out there that don't want to have to know it all. You know, now mind you, surgeons are brilliant. You know, but if you are going to be a surgeon that primarily specializes in knee and gets really, really good in the knee, you don't have to, when you research for your boards, relearn all the stuff that I as a family doctor have to. And that's by choice, and that it's a great choice for them. I'm right now studying for my boards, and oh my gosh, I have to relearn whether it's a kid, whether it's a pregnant female. I have to relearn all that. And so it's a lot of information. So guys, and don't forget, we got instincts, a lot of us. And so we primary care doctors have to be some of the shrewdest people out there. So don't think we got the worst grades. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
In the these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So according to Ars Technica, brain cancer patients can live longer wearing an electrical cap designed to zap tumors. This is an electrical skull cap that allows people who have brain cancer to wear, and it zaps these cancer cells, and apparently it has improved patient survival in a 5-year clinical trial. When combined with standard chemotherapy, the cap more than doubled 5-year survival rates of brain cancer patients from 5% to 13%. Researchers reported yesterday at the annual meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research that was held in Washington, D.C. The trial involved 695 patients newly diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer called glioblastoma multiforme. The modest survival improvement is exciting because it's such a nasty form of cancer, according to researchers. They say glioblastoma is the deadliest primary malignancy of the central nervous system for adults, according to Dr. Roger Stupp, professor of neurological surgery at Northwestern. He said in a press release, the last time any form of treatment was shown to improve survival for patients with this disease was over 10 years ago. However, it's about $700 a day. Most U.S. insurers are covering the caps, and I guess it has gained FDA approval. The company behind the trial and the device called NovaCure is covering those on Medicare, according to NovaCure CEO Bill Doyle. Now, the cap called Optune works by sending alternating intermediate frequency electrical fields into the brains of cancer patients. The idea is that electrical fields disrupt cell division, preventing cells from properly lining up their chromosomes during a cellular split. This disruption, they say, is fatal to cells, because everything seems to work on electricity, and to, you know, interfere with cell division or preventing the chromosomes lining up properly will then unfortunately cause a cell to not have the genetic material that it needs to in the proper order and die. Now, cancer cells make up the majority of the cells dividing in the brains of adult cancer patients, so the treatment is going to be more harmful to tumors than actual brain tissue that we need to preserve. They're supposed to wear the cap for at least 18 hours every day, as well as stay on the standard chemotherapy called temozolomide. The Optune has strips of electrodes connected to a small generator that patients can carry around in a bag. The electrical fields cause mild warming, but otherwise it doesn't disrupt normally daily life. And I guess they could wear a hat over their futuristic-looking medical caps. And since many people who do suffer from brain cancer and are on chemotherapy go bald, lose their hair, then those that are already wearing scarves or hats can put this over that. So it doesn't cause an added cosmetic effect. And it's a long fight. One of our best men at our wedding had died of the same brain tumor years ago in the 90s. So the median overall survival jumped from 16 months among patients on the standard chemotherapy to 21 months. And it boosted survival rates from 31% to 43% in the first 2 years. By 5 years, survival rates jumped to 13%. So they got results. According to the neurosurgery chief at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, you can't argue with them. They're great results. And he added that the effects were unlikely to be due to a placebo effect. So very, very cool. We'll keep you posted, but wow. Now, the Tasmanian tiger may still exist. We're being told that the carnivorous marsupial that was supposed to be extinct, I guess the last known member of its species was captured back in 1933 and eventually died in a zoo, actually those animals may still be around and alive. Back in 1936, Benjamin, the last captive thylacine in Tasmania's Hobart Zoo, was thought to be the end of a species lineage. Now, the creature was declared extinct by 1986, but claims of people seeing members of the species continue to exist. There's even dash cam footage of the creature. They're really gorgeous little tigers. They look like a Tasmanian devil, but they're a tiger, and they got stripes like a tiger. So, scientists decided to launch a hunt. And because of seemingly credible eyewitness accounts, they hope to soon confirm that they do exist. Let me see. What about the Philippine naked-backed fruit bat? This is a large flying mammal, used to be abundant in number. And huge piles of its poop were mined and used as fertilizer. The species was declared extinct back in 1996 because none were spotted since 1964. And they thought it's because many people were hunting it for its meat. The forests where it foraged fruits were also replaced by sugarcane plantation. So 5 years after it was declared extinct, somebody found it back in 2001. The Australian night parrot was supposed to be extinct. All right? Apparently, its last sighting was in the 1980s. In 2013, however, an ornithologist, John Young, declared that he saw one and was even able to capture photos of the bird. It is now confirmed that the population of the nocturnal bird continues to thrive and, I guess, protect the species. So that's not extinct. The Raphium pectinatum, it's a species of bird thought to be extinct. It was only seen once back in 1868. But I guess they've found them in the U.K., and the Bouvier red colobus monkey. It has not been seen since the 1970s, and I guess it was photographed in 2015. So, you know, it's very interesting, this idea that animals are extinct. Nowadays, we have, you know, drone technology and satellite, etc. We can now go into areas where animals don't want to be found, and we could actually see if these animals are around and existing. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot of extinct animals that aren't anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a student who died after choking on a pancake-eating competition. She was a beautiful girl, a 20-year-old college student, died after choking on pancakes during an eating competition at Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. Caitlin Nelson of Clark, New Jersey, who served as the vice president of community service at the school's Kappa Delta sorority, was taking part in a Greek life eating contest last Thursday where she began choking after eating 4 or 5 pancakes. According to one of the nursing students, she starts to choke on pancake and someone recognized it, one of the nursing students, and she caught her and brought her slowly to the ground. She then began CPR, basic life support, until officers showed up less than 2 minutes after the emergency call was made. Responding officers tried to clear the airway, but they couldn't. She was rushed to St. Vincent's Medical Center and was later transferred to Columbia Medical Center. Unfortunately, she died on Sunday. She was a junior. She studied social work, served on the executive board of the sorority, according to her LinkedIn page. And it's a shame. It was, you know, we talk about hazing and things that happen in sororities. This was just a pancake eating contest. I mean, you know how many pie eating contests, you know, have been a part of the American, you know, culture. And this is a pancake eating contest and, probably raising money for a good cause. And unfortunately, she choked. And if they brought her to the ground, I don't know why they didn't try the Heimlich. Of course, the Heimlich, and we've talked about that, where you find the belly button, you go up with your fist, go up, it's in between the belly button and the end of the sternum where you feel the xiphoid process. You need to get behind the patient, you need to put your fist, thumb inward, into the abdominal area, cradle it with your other hand, and do a J thrusting up. And you need to keep doing that to try to open up or try to dislodge the food and bring up air pressure to dislodge the food and help them from choking. Never pat on the back. We've talked about how to handle a choking victim. But unfortunately, by the time police got there, she had already, by the time first responders got there, they were unable to, prevent some of the brain damage and the hypoxia that probably already occurred to the brain. Very, very scary stuff, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I could give you any advice, please, please, please make sure all your kids know CPR, know basic life support. They don't teach that in schools, and I think they need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning this. This is interesting. There's an article, there's a study on which countries in which the babies cry the most. And according to Time.com, babies cry more in the UK, Canada, and Italy than they do in any other countries. And babies in Denmark, Germany, and Japan cry the least, according to this new study. It was in the Journal of Pediatrics, and it compared the prevalence of colic, defined as crying more than 3 hours per day for at least 3 days per week, in babies during their first, 3 months of life in different countries. And, with colic, usually these babies outgrow it. But, they will cry and cry, and you don't know what they need. They don't want to eat. You can't tell if they're in pain. They just cry. And according to Dieter Volker, one of the study's authors, told Reuters, babies are already very different in how much they cry in the first weeks of life. The research team gathered data from other studies on crying duration for almost 8,700 infants to determine how prevalent colic is in babies. In the UK, 28% of babies about a week or two old had colic, while the average prevalence for, 28% of, while the average prevalence for that age was 17.4%. And 34% of babies in Canada had colic 3 to 4 weeks, at 3 to 4 weeks, when the average percentage was 18.4%. In Denmark, less, lower than the average. I guess they're saying average per country. It doesn't say in the article. So the study did not determine a reason for the variation crying time in country, but science said there should be more research into potential cultural and genetic influence. Now, I think that's important because a lot of us as parents, we have absolutely no idea what the hell to do with their kids. You know, I talk about the placental code a lot. All right, you guys know what the placental code is? All right, so basically, I always thought that every package comes with some sort of directions, whether it's your Rice-A-Roni, whether it's your Light Bright, there's always some directions. And here we are, we give birth. And directions don't plop out afterwards, right? You don't reach back in there and find a piece of paper. But what does plop out after childbirth? What do you reach for sometimes and have to pull out in the third stage of labor? The placenta. My guess is God, or nature, gives us the directions and the instructions on what to do with our baby, with the placenta. It's called the placenta code. And we are supposed to be able to read this code. We're supposed to either kind of like braille, maybe, with our fingers, just kind of, go over it and try to be able to read it. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is the nurses usually grab the placenta, take it off to the hospital cafeteria, serve it as Jell-O. I don't know what they do with it. Right? And you're like, no, can I please? You need to tell the nurses and the doctor, wait, hold the phone. I need to read the placenta because that's going to be the instructions for my baby. Now, you cannot keep the placenta. You know how on Mission Impossible, it would always self-destruct, right, or involute or something. If there were any instructions, any sort of, if there was a mission, and there was the details and the briefing, it would always kind of self-destruct. Same thing with the placenta. You can only hold the placenta so much. I mean, my kids are now 17 and 14. If I had their placenta in the house, it would be stinking up the place. Not to mention all the bugs would be eating it, and I'm sure so would the cats. So you don't have that luxury anymore. So you need to look at the placenta and I guess learn how to read it by some sort of braille technique. I don't know. And so, when it came to my kids, I didn't know why they would cry. I knew they would. And yes, there's a maternal instinct, but sometimes you start to freak out. When you don't feel like you know what's going on, you start to get scared. And you should, because that means something could be wrong with the kid. But many of us, unfortunately, we don't know what to do. Some people will start to shake the baby. Some of us will be so under-rested and sleep-deprived that our postpartum depression could get worse. Some people may even think about killing the baby. And so even though, we look at these articles as, babies in these countries cry the most, and I'm like, really, can you spend money on something else? It actually is a pretty important study. Because if in certain cultures, they're like, look, your baby's going to cry all night long. Your baby, this is what German babies do, or this is what Japanese babies do, or this is what American babies do. All right? Expect them to cry and cry and cry until they're 6 months old. So have some sort of means to, if they kind of know what they're getting into, then it won't be as much of a shock. You know how many moms, when they suffer from postpartum depression, they think that they don't know how to take care of their baby? They think that something's wrong with the baby? And they're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't ready for this. So we need to do a lot of preemptive preemptive counseling, and we need to get parents a little bit more prepared. Okay, remember, we have much delicate societies these days. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're so delicate that now we have to come up with quote unquote smart vending machines to help promote healthier choices. Have you guys heard about this? New research suggests delaying access to a tempting vending machine so that you could hopefully choose a healthier snack. And if you could delay somebody by 30 seconds, that may be all you need to do. According to Dr. Brad Appelhans of Rush University Medical Center, Chicago, having to wait for something makes it less desirable. Research shows that humans strongly prefer immediate gratification, and this preference influences choices and behavior in daily life. He said, we wanted to see if we could use this preference for immediate gratification to improve people's vending machine snack choices. Now, vending machines obviously are the most prevalent source of high-calorie snacks in the U.S. A lot of people, they don't go to the store, buy it, and bring it to work. They just go to the snack machine. There are 1.3 million snack vending machines across the U.S. I would expect more. So this NIH-funded ecological study, the lead investigator, Dr. Appelhans, and his researchers at Rush developed a new vending machine system and created a technology called the DISC system, Delays to Improve Snack Choices. And the vending machine system deploys a delay bar that separates the healthier snacks from the less nutritious options. When an individual selects a less nutritious snack, the system begins a 25-second time delay before the machine releases a snack from the vending machine. The vending machine with the disc system also has an LED screen which displays delay times for less healthy snack items and a delivery countdown which allows an individual to change their snack choice to a healthier option. This delay yielded a 2% to 5% increase in the proportion of total purchases from healthy snacks. Also, we found that the delay did not harm total sales volume or vending revenue, which is important to vending machine operators. So you get that? Here you go. You sit there and you pick the Rolos, right? You could roll a Rolo to your friend, chocolate covered caramel from end to end. All right, the Rolo. So let's say you go up and you want a Rolo. And you're waiting, and it's not coming, right? You know how the vending machine, you're like, oh, man, maybe it's out. Maybe it's broken. I don't know. So then you go and you choose cookies, right? Now the cookies don't come. So like, you know what, fine, I'll just choose a granola bar. I don't want to wait for another 10, 15 seconds or whatever because you think it's just not going to come. You pick the granola bar, you get your food, and then you go. So basically what these smart vending machines would do is try to get your staff, let's say, to, you know, forego the Rolo or the chocolate cookies, like the Famous Amos or whatever, and go for the healthier snack, like maybe the popcorn or the granola. Now, I don't see these being sold all over because many companies, they have these snack machines to make money. And if people say, look, the good choices are always broken, I'm not going to spend that money for a granola bar, sales will go down. The study of the DISC vending machine looked at the following six vending machines interventions at three locations, like either no intervention or a 25-second time delay, a 25-cent discount on healthy snacks, a 25-cent tax on less healthy, etc. And I guess the delay seems to do pretty good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.